You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. You're going to talk with Belle Mickelson here shortly. She's one of those people who you will never know exactly where she is going to turn up. It could be at a Native sobriety gathering with fiddle in hand, or at an Athabascan fiddling festival, at a jam session. She's here with us now, and we're talking to her from her home in Cordova. And she also has Josephine Malamute with us. She joins us from Fairbanks. And the two of them are going to be presenting at a folk festival workshop this weekend. They're with the group Dancing with the Spirit. Welcome, Belle and Josephine. But let's start off, Belle, with you telling us a little bit about Dancing with the Spirit's mission.
Well, a long time ago, like the early 90s, I went to Galena and was talking to the elders after I was teaching at a science workshop for teachers. And in the evening, of course, we went out and played music. And I was talking to the elders that I was playing with and having tea. And I asked them, well, how are things in Galena? And they were so depressed because of the youth suicides. And I thought, what could I do? What could we do? And a few years later, we got a music camp going in Cordova, 4-H music camp. And then pretty soon we had a village music program going. And I think it's really wonderful that our assistant director, Josephine Malamute, is from Galena. So it's kind of like she's following what the elders wanted, which is bringing lots of music to the villages. And in the past, pre-pandemic, we've flown out to 55 different villages in Alaska and arrive with a plane load of guitars and fiddles and teach music all day in the school. And by the end of the week, those kids can play for a concert and a performance. So that's super wonderful. And I'm so happy that Josephine is with us. You know, she helps us round up elders from the community. And we get them talking, because I think that's how you really impact kids, is with the elders and their culture and tradition and language.
So, Josephine, you've been doing this long enough that you can see the impact on the children. So when they get instruments in their hands and they discover that it isn't that hard to sing a song and play a few chords, what kind of transformation do you see?
I mean, I see a lot of excitement. So I come from a small village, Galena, Nulato myself. And I wish we had something like this when I was growing up. But Belle is one of those people that has a lot of energy. She's got a vision. She's got a lot of background that assisted me. You know, my background is health. Actually, I retired in health. And I got a call from Belle one day to ask if I wanted to help, you know, teach this music program, because I taught in Fairbanks before that. I was working with the young Native fiddlers. And then I joined Belle's group with Dancing with the Spirit. And I love their vision, their mission, and what they do. And it's not always about music, too. Kids get excited. We bring healthy snacks. We tell stories. I teach about health prevention with them. We bring elders in. And I'm not fluent in my language, but I know enough that we bring the Native language into the students' classroom, too. So we incorporate a lot more, and it's all more than just music, but music. I mean, we dance, we do games, and at night we teach one-on-one if we need to. We have so much talent in our group from all over the state of Alaska and beyond. And it makes me proud, and so proud to be working for such a wonderful program. And Belle is one of those. She's the best boss I ever had. I must say that.
Well, Belle's heart is in it. We know that. So, Belle, the Folk Festival has invited you to share what you do in a workshop next weekend. And that is getting kids, no matter how remote a place they may live in, to be able to learn an instrument. So how are you going to be able to teach this remotely?
Well, we just spent this pandemic time putting together a virtual curriculum, which can be used by adults as well as kids. And we have this color-coded method where we have colored dots on the instruments, and then we have the fiddle tab has all colored, and we mark the colors of the strings. And it's like so amazing, because by the end of the week, a sixth grader and up can be playing like 15 songs in the fiddle. And, you know, all the kids can play guitar and ukulele. The young ones, you know, sing their heart out. So it's an amazing program. So for a virtual program, what we did was we invited our staff to make song videos of the favorite village favorite songs, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, country, gospel, popular music, rock and roll. And so we put these videos together, and then, and it's all free online. And then we have, you can download a songbook to go with the videos that has all the chords. And then we have a fiddle tab that goes with it. And we have a whole series of fiddle videos. So it's just a phenomenal resource. We have volume one plus holiday songs up, and we should have volume two up in a couple weeks, and then three and four.
Well, what's so, what's wonderful, and if you want to go to that website, the website is dancingwiththespirit.org, right? www.dancingwiththespirit, all one word, .org. And what I noticed and enjoyed was looking at all the clips of Alaska performers just singing some of these songs so the kids can sing along. And I pulled one from Todd Grebe and Angela Odine, who plays the fiddle, and they are one of the groups that will be performing in the Folk Festival this week. So I thought I'd just play a little bit. It's nothing fancy, but kids can watch and get the idea. So let's hear a little bit of this. So that's Angela Odine performing. And do you think that if a kid watches that enough time, that they'll figure it out?
Yeah. And the wonderful part is that Angela not only did the video that you just played, she also did a slow video and played it twice as slow.
That is remarkable that you've come up with this. I have one more clip to play, and this is Josephine singing Happy Birthday. And every kid, of course, wants to know how to sing Happy Birthday to all of their friends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
So, Josephine, do you think that the kids care really whether these pieces of video are super polished? That do they just like to have them to look at and learn from?
Well, I think we're still in the learning process, you know, because I love to see it's easy to method. You have the book to go along with it, but right now we're still in the village. You know, the internet goes slow, there's that delay. But more hard work. It's getting better.
Well, Josephine, we are losing you. You're cutting in and out. It must be our internet giving us some bugaboos here because we're talking long distance. But so I just want to give Bella a minute to wrap things up and tell us about how we can join her workshop. Sorry, we lost part of your comments there, Josephine.
The concert is, there's a, if you go to the Alaska Folk Fest, .org, you can, it's called akfolkfest.org. They have the whole program online. And the workshop is Sunday afternoon from 3 to 4:30. And you can, they're on Zoom, and so you can just Zoom in. And we have had a little bit of a change up due to some other issues, but Katie Rexford and Ryan Schmidt will be leading that workshop for us. And I don't know, I will definitely be on there too, and maybe Josephine. But we're we're excited to show you how to, you know, use our materials and jam with us. And it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm sure if you're involved and Josephine is involved, it can't be anything but fun. Hey, Josephine, I'm sorry we lost your voice there through Zoom, but okay. we can hear plenty of you, I hope, at the workshop. Thanks for joining us, Belle Mickelson and Josephine Malamute.